just how much are you capable of? Certainly more than you think, and possibly much more. To access your best self, check out these five big ideas from The Science of Human Possibilities by V. Kumar Murthy. With a deep background in Indian philosophy, Kumar is a professor of mathematics at the University of Toronto, a fellow of the Royal Society of Canada, and a foreign fellow of the National Academy of Sciences of India. In his book, he pulls from his dual expertise in science and philosophy to guide readers to sharpen their mental acuity and deepen their spiritual insights. Here he is to share five of his big ideas.
Hello, my name is Kumar Murthy. I'm a professor of mathematics at the University of Toronto. I've had more than 40 years of experience interacting with students, faculty, and the curious public. And over those years, I've come to the conclusion that there is an abundance of talent in each one of us, and that the best way to live a meaningful and successful life is to recognize, develop, and manifest our talent. This is the main thesis of the Science of Human Possibilities. I would like to share with you five insights that are discussed in this book. The first is about the nature of evolution at the human level, that it is mainly at the psychosocial level, and it is about realizing our possibilities. The second is the attitude of mind that helps us discover those possibilities. The third is about the practices that will help us to uncover our talent. The fourth is about dealing with one of the main obstacles that one faces in this journey, namely uncertainty, especially about the future. And the fifth is about the role that our sense of identity plays in this process. The first insight is about evolution at the human level. If evolution at the plant and animal levels had to do with survival, evolution at the human level is largely psychosocial and about manifesting the possibilities within us. And to do it systematically is what we mean by the science of human possibilities. I first heard this phrase from a monk who was a living demonstration of this science. Swami Ranganathananda had no formal schooling, and yet he raised himself to a point where he could share the stage with leading intellectuals such as Harvard economist Galbraith and evolutionary biologist Julian Huxley, and engage in riveting conversation with them, full of insights and practical wisdom. This sounds magical, but in fact, it is accessible to all of us. 19th century philosopher Vivekananda said, "You know but little of that which is within you." The science of human possibilities helps you to discover your potential. It derives its insights from philosophical and spiritual traditions, but also from modern science. Neuroplasticity is now an acknowledged aspect of neuroscience that supports the brain rewiring itself to accomplish whatever task we demand of ourselves. The second insight suggests that an attitude of appreciation of people and things around us will make it easier for us to discover our talents. Saying thank you and wishing people well will create a mindset primed for discovery and unfoldment. It will also help the people we interact with make progress in their own journeys, and it will make our interactions with people and circumstances a lot more pleasant. In a financial context, the word appreciation means to increase in value. From one point of view, the thing or person held in appreciation is increasing in value in our estimation. But from another, deeper point of view, it is we ourselves who increase in value. We tend to see outside what we have within. And if we see positivity outside, we become aware of the positive within us. Thus, we are the ones who benefit when we appreciate, because our mind now finds itself in a positive and receptive state. With a positive mindset, we are better able to reflect on what matters most for us, and what we really want, and what we are capable of. In the words of essayist, philosopher, and poet Ralph Waldo Emerson, we will be better able to detect and watch that gleam of light which flashes across our mind from within. The third insight is about the need to apply that positive mind in reflection and study. We go through life not realizing the talent that is within us, and we wonder why success eludes us. Discovering our own talent requires reflection and study, and that is an art that has to be learned through practice. Study is not a purely intellectual exercise, but it is necessary to exercise the intellect in processing information into knowledge. And beyond the particular topic being studied, a strong intellect will nurture our ability to advance the science of our individual possibility. The art of study has at least 8 components, consisting of identifying the goal of study, a prayerful approach to teacher and subject, a recognition of what stage of study we are at, developing a habit of taking notes and rewriting our notes, spending time in thinking and reflecting, asking questions, engaging in fruitful discussion, and being regular. And all of these components are made powerful by the strength of our desire to know. Despite all our analyses, we have to remember that learning is still a mysterious activity. It is like growing a plant. We can follow a scientific and systematic approach, but there are circumstances that may be beyond our control and perhaps beyond our knowledge. Of 10 seeds that are planted, perhaps one germinates. Being aware of this mystery naturally makes us prayerful and reverential in our approach to knowledge. Given the mystery behind learning, we are sure to face uncertainty and doubt. And the fourth insight asks us to learn to deal with this in a positive way. There are 4 principles about uncertainty. The first is that uncertainty is intrinsic to all knowledge. And in the phenomenal world, we can never eliminate it, not even in as precise a subject as mathematics. The second principle is that there are varieties of uncertainty. Some don't trouble us. For example, we are not sure that the sun will rise tomorrow. No scientist can guarantee that the sun will rise tomorrow. However, most of us do not worry about that when we retire for the evening. We do not know for sure, but we feel that the sun will probably rise the next day. On the other hand, if something challenging is happening in our life and we don't know how it will turn out, that uncertainty may well cause us worry and anxiety. Reflection is necessary to sort out what kind of uncertainty we are dealing with and not to conflate everything into an amorphous unknown. The third principle is that uncertainty is a subjective state and not an objective one. For if it were objective, then given the same set of circumstances, everyone should have the same sense of certainty and uncertainty. However, we know that this is not the case. Therefore, dealing with uncertainty is not about changing the externals, but rather about managing the vicissitudes of our own mind. And the fourth principle about uncertainty is that when averaged into the large, it becomes smoothened out. If we toss a fair coin, there is uncertainty about whether it will land on heads or tails, as both possibilities have an equal chance of occurring. But if we toss the coin 100 times, we can say with a high degree of certainty that close to half the time, we will get heads. Once we understand these principles, we can deal with uncertainty by dealing with our own mind and by taking a larger perspective on things. The fifth insight I wanted to share with you is about the importance of identity. Who do we think we are? The answer will demarcate the extent to which we can grow and the extent to which we can identify, develop, and manifest our possibilities. If part of my identity is that I was never good at math, that is going to erect a wall that I cannot scale. And like a self-fulfilling prophecy, I will never be good at math. We have to become aware of aspects of our identity that are actually obstructing our growth. And we have to change those aspects through tools such as imagination and autosuggestion. We have to recognize the tremendous role of the subconscious mind in our concept of ourselves, of our identity, and our abilities. And also that this level of mind is especially susceptible to suggestion. A little experimentation will reveal to us how effective and powerful imagination and autosuggestion are. We can become the architects of our own identity and unlock our hidden talents and abilities. Going beyond our individual achievements, we find that as we better understand ourselves and our potential, we're also able to better understand others, and thus are able to more harmoniously interact with people. Thus, we come full circle back to the idea of modern evolutionary biologists who say that human evolution is at the psychosocial level, in which we develop a more harmonious relationship with ourselves and with others and with our world. Mahatma Gandhi famously said that the difference between what we do and what we are capable of doing would suffice to solve most of the world's problems. At a time when humanity is facing significant global challenges, the science of human possibilities offers a way forward. It helps us to realize our own potential and the potential of others, and for all of us to work together to solve the challenges facing all of us. Such a development is the full aim and culmination of the science of human possibilities. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoy the book. I can't wait for you to join me in the amazing journey of discovery that awaits us all in the science of human possibilities. Thank you.
Thank you, Kumar. That was 5 Big Ideas from The Science of Human Possibilities by V. Kumar Murthy. I'm Michael Kovnat. Have a great day.